Good morning, everyone. It's a morning over here in sunny California. It's always sunny out here. Fucking love it. Woo! Heading over to Kundalini Yoga right now, and I wanted to record this on my way. For those that are pulled to hearing this message, here we go. Last night, I asked myself the question. At the age of 28, doctors told me I had 3 to 6 months to live due to an insane amount of toxicity found in the blood. Blood thickness was just ridiculous. It was 7 times over the maximum recommended amount. Organs were failing. Digestive system wasn't working. Just, you name it. Brain was overburdened by toxic heavy metals. I barely knew where I was anymore. I would wake up and I didn't know. I would temporarily be in a state of confusion because I was like, wait, where am I? It was crazy. It was insane. It was chaos, pure chaos. And so throughout that process, I said, well, fuck that. I'm not going to die right now. It's not my time yet. I just felt that it wasn't. I wasn't ready. Not because I'm afraid of death. I welcome death at the right time when it is meant to happen for me. I just knew that at that time, it was not that time yet. It wasn't time yet. And so I chose to live. And although I chose to live, I didn't even know why. I didn't know why I wanted to live. I just knew that I wanted to, and that was something that I wanted more than anything else at the time. Because when our health is in jeopardy, there's nothing else that we are able to focus on. All we want is health. All we want is life. And so over the past 3 years now, over 3 years now, almost 4 years now, actually, I got to have the pleasure of learning how this spacesuit of ours body functions, and how everything works together, and how every organ works in perfect harmony with one another. I got to learn how to detoxify the blood. I got to learn how to remove heavy metals from the brain. I got to learn how to, this is a very important one, how to transition from a life that was no longer benefiting from activities and habits and ways of thinking and people, how to transition from all of those things, how to let go, how to detach, how to allow myself to embrace a life that is beneficial and serving me, and let go of one that was not. And for the duration of that period, I didn't always question this, but because in the beginning I was just focused on staying alive, come healthy. And later on, as I got to receive the health that I was so desperately working towards, I started to wonder, okay, I'm here, I'm in this space now where I'm healthy, I got what I was asking for, I got what I was working towards. Now what? What do I do now? And I realized that what makes me happier than anything else, you know, I love all these things, these materialistic things, and I went and I purchased all these materialistic things. I went and I experienced all these new experiences that I haven't had before, and it's all great. It's all fantastic. It's all part of this human experience. However, what makes me happier than anything else is getting to witness people come to me and leave me in a better state than when we first came into contact. I love seeing people be happy, healthy, and enjoying their life. I love that. That makes me happier than any materialistic object. That makes me happier than any amount of money. Although, don't get me wrong about money, I love the freedom it provides. I absolutely love the freedom that money provides. But nothing beats seeing people be happy, healthy, and enjoying life. Especially when it comes to knowing that it is because of the collective choices that I have made up until this point. And now I get to use these experiences to help heal people, rather help them gain the perspective and the information in order for them to heal themselves. Because truly, I do nothing. I simply allow for you to facilitate the healing that happens within you. That is exactly what I love doing. That is exactly the reason that I stayed alive. Well, not the reason, but a major reason. I know that if it wasn't for the choice that I made back in 2018, if I said, oh, doctor said 3 to 6 months, so I guess, you know, gotta listen to doc. So if I didn't make that decision, if I chose to just roll over and die, then I wouldn't be here right now recording this. Was it the food? Well, let me tell you, the food was definitely not contributing to health at the time. But was it the food primarily? No, it was not. Food is just food. It's just there until we put it in our mouth. Why we put specific things in our mouth is a whole different story. The certain behavioral and thought patterns that have to take place within someone's cellular being, within someone's DNA structure, within someone's belief systems that are attached to certain emotional attachments that are rooted in the past. And it is by the grace of God that I was able to find all of these things out on my own. I didn't go take ayahuasca. I didn't go and spend 2 to 3 weeks in the desert alone. I didn't go on any kind of, well, kind of went on a spiritual journey. I drove with a couple duffel bags across the country during my spiritual awakening. But that wasn't really it. That was just a small bit of the journey, small bit of the experience of the transformation, transformational process. And now I'm here, and I'm healthy. I have a healthy mindset. I have a healthy relationship with myself. I have trust with myself. I have love with myself. I have an amazing relationship with my parents. I have an amazing relationship with friends. I have an amazing relationship with money. I have an amazing relationship with food. I have an amazing relationship with the world, with nature, with animals, with everything. And it is thanks to these relationships that I have built within myself, or rather, built, let go of the ones that were not serving me anymore, and embrace the ones that are. It is thanks to that also, it's thanks to a lot of things, that I am able to be here now and serve people in such a way where my very being and the things that I do from being who I am, I get to transform people's lives. And the thing about transformation, guys, is that yes, everyone wants to, man, I just want to be this person. I want to be this version of myself. That's amazing. But here, I'll divulge a major key to the process here and now. Major key to transformation is acceptance of exactly who and where we are right now. Only if and when we accept exactly who we are in the moment of right now, exactly where we are, exactly what we have right now, everything. When we accept all of that, only then are we able to move forward. Until then, you're going to find yourself stuck and frozen, not understanding why, and it will simply be because there are things in your present reality that are holding you back from moving forward, because there's still something that you haven't accepted about yourself. And you keep replaying the same version of you over and over and over and over, expecting a different result. If you're experiencing anything that I've just said, any of it, if you're going through a life transition where things that you used to do just don't work anymore. They just don't make sense anymore. It's just not you anymore. And you don't know what to do. Whether it's with health, whether it's with food, whether it's with relationships with people, whether it's with a job, whether it's with a business, whether it's with family members, whether it's with loved ones. Things just don't feel the way that they once did, and don't know what to do, where to turn. If you don't even know who you are anymore, you're exactly in the right place. You're exactly in the right place. It's all part of the journey. It's all part of the process. And let me tell you, I wish that I had someone along this journey, along this path, that was able to provide me with guidance so that I can just have a sense of just that little bit of peace within. Oh, thank God that this person is here, that they've been through this. And they made it through, and they're much better off now. Thank God. Well, I got to become that person. I got to become exactly who and what I needed. And now I get to be that for everyone that comes in contact with me. Because everyone that comes in contact with me in one way or another are going through this transition. Because everyone in the world right now is going through this transition period. Everyone's going through it. If you think you're alone in this, guess again. Everyone's going through it. The world is in a real funny place right now. Everyone is going through something, I promise. I promise you, not a day goes by that I don't hear something from someone that goes along the lines of exactly what I've just spoken about. The world is transforming, the world is changing, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that I'm here. I'm glad that I chose to be here because I'm getting to live my purpose right now and be here for you guys and help everyone transition. Feels fan-fucking-tastic. So, whatever you're going through right now, just take a step back. Take a seat if you need to. Take a deep breath. And let it all go. Let it all go. Let it all go. All the worries, all the doubts, all the confusion. It's okay. You're exactly where you're meant to be. Exactly where you're meant to be. That's all the time I have right now. Pulling up to the spot. About ready to do this Kundalini yoga. Great way to start the day. I'm so excited. It's a new place, actually. I've never been here before. Really cool how this place is doing Kundalini yoga in a cemetery. I think that's fucking dope. I think that's awesome. I think it's really cool to do yoga in a place that represents the resting ground of the dead. It's a very symbolic thing to embrace our mortality and accept death as part of the experience. That's really what it is. It's not good, it's not bad, it's another experience. And whenever that experience happens for me, I welcome it. I welcome death completely. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. For those that want to reach out, here's the email. YalaExperience@gmail.com. Yala, YALA, experience, EXPERIENCE, @gmail.com. Can't get a hold of me through Gmail because I've been getting blasted with people reaching out. I'm so grateful for all of you. I'm so happy to hear from all of you and talk to you and help you guys and guide you. Allow for your healing to take place, empower you to be the best version of you that you are becoming. I love it. I fucking love it. So if you can't get hold of me on Gmail, feel free to text or call 424-321-1005. If I don't pick up, I promise I will call you back as soon as I'm able. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope things resonated. I hope that you feel a little more at peace, at ease. Because that is why we're all here. To enjoy our life. Whew! Don't forget to breathe. Peace and love. Peace and love.